Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, again, offer went in Sunday by 9 o'clock, like just like they said to do, over for a house on Brockton Street up in Charlotte. The price point was $150,000 asking. My girlfriend and I went $15,000 over at $165,000 we offered. We offered $5,000 up front for a good faith deposit. We also got creative with some of the contingencies. They wanted post-possession. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They want to rent it back to you for a couple bucks a day.
Yeah.
We offered that for free. You could stay in as long as you'd like up into a certain point, to the end of January or something was the deal. And we even threw in this little creative detail. We said we'd pay for her snow removal for her last winter in Rochester. So upon accepting our offer, we would pay for snow removal all the way up until she leaves to move out of state. So we're supposed to find out. Offers were presented yesterday at 11 a.m. We're supposed to find out by 4 p.m. We didn't find out till like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
18 offers. They got 18 offers for this house. And we were outbid. We did not get the house.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
18 offers. I mean, I was kind of at peace with that. And at that moment when I found out there was 18 offers on this house that we wanted, I mean, it was ultra competitive. Somebody, I would say a lot of people really, really wanted this house.
Yeah.
So at first, you know, my girlfriend and I were together all day yesterday waiting for the results. <It's>
like, yeah.
And she's like, she's fine. Like, oh, I got to get out of the house. I'm going to go to the grocery store, get some snacks for tonight, blah, 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 for the Bills game. I go, okay. Don't you know?
That's when the call came
That's when the call came in.
Oh, no. Of course.
The realtor texted us and it together in a group thing and just showed us the screenshot from the realtor. Hey, thanks for the great offer. Unfortunately, we're going to go with somebody else. 18 offers.
So they didn't say who they went with or what they offered.
We can find out, but not until closing,
right.
I think.
Sure, yeah.
In case, because there's these things. I think they have 72 hours for each side to pull out if they wanted to and stuff like that. So, but
listen, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, that's the
it
way
it wasn't meant to be.
I'm sure someone came in. If I had to guess, they came in with way more money, 170, 180, something crazy for this house that's over 100 years old, which we love it. We still love it. It's just not going to be in the cards for us.
How's Meredith?
Oh, she we're going to live in an apartment forever, blah, blah, blah. Aww. I hate this. She hates. First of all, she's not very good at making decisions. And that's good because she's patient. And she takes her time with me. I'm like, let's decide right now. And if it goes to crap, we'll figure out how to fix it.
Yeah.
So that's why we get along well. I shouldn't say get along because we do argue about them. Like, just sign it. Initial it. Just send it back. Let's get it done. She's like, can we just read it first? I go, fine, whatever. So it's we save each other there. But she, you know, she fell in love with it. She's like, I just got to not fall in love with these houses.
Yeah, it's so hard. It's so hard. You're not going to put an offer in on a house you don't love.
Right.
So it's kind of difficult.
Right.
But you will learn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I know this sounds terrible, so I probably should just keep my yap shut. But this will, I think, help you through this process as far as you're not going to get too attached.
Start to become numb to this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to look forward to.
You're a little jaded
now.
Well,
I almost hope you don't have to. Maybe the next one will be yours. You had a couple of houses you were looking at last week, though, right?
Yeah, here and there, but nothing that we put an offer on.
Just that one, okay.
Yeah, this was it. So congrats to whoever locked that down. You know, it's a great house backed up right next to Lakeshore. I mean, I'm talking the backyard is the 18th hole. It's a great location. So nobody will ever move in there if you're worried about that. But congratulations to whoever got that house on Brockton Street.
I mean it.
You better treat it as well as we were going. All right? You hear me?
There you go.
All right?
Oh, no.
So the hunt continues for our
first
house.
I'll get back on Zillow right now.
Well, thank you to everybody who's saying nice things on the text line about us not getting the house. We put our first offer in and we were outbid because there was 18 offers on a 115-year-old house up near Beach Road in Charlotte by Lake Ontario. And we found out yesterday around 5:30, 6 o'clock that we were not, our offer was not accepted.
Man.
People are saying nice stuff. And to be honest with you, it's not the house for me. It's just the fact that my girlfriend was in love with this house. She's remodeling it before we move in, and she could see this and she could see that, and she loves the porch, and she could see herself drinking coffee and looking at the fall foliage out by the pool and blah, blah, blah. And the fact that, and maybe this is some kind of insecurity, to be honest with you, but the fact that I'm not financially prepared enough to offer the best offer with the most money and get her what she wants, that's what's kind of getting me bent out of shape. It's like, as a man, you're supposed to be able to do that. You know, you see somebody that you care about fall in love with something, somebody that you want to provide for, and you can't deliver. I mean, that is what's real. I'll build a house. I'll live anywhere. I don't care. I really don't care. As long as she loves it, and she loved this one, and I couldn't deliver. And that's what's kind of eating me alive this morning.
I feel you shouldn't feel like that. Yeah. You really shouldn't feel
it's
like that.
It's very sweet. It's very admirable. It says a lot about your character and how you feel about Meredith. But there is, I'm sure, I mean, you guys are in this together.
That's right.
There's a level of awareness about your financial situation. She's not expecting this from you. She knows if it's out of your price range, she doesn't want to be any more house poor than you do, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't afford it. You will find something else.
You will.
This is just one of many things that you guys will have to struggle together because of finances. It happens to every relationship.
I've had a pretty good record up until now, and this is our first big defeat. Like, I even said to her, I'm like, we're going to get this house. We got it. We're going to get it. I feel good about this. Yeah, you feel good about this. And, you know, what haven't we been able to get in our relationship? And that's not like a money thing, not even close. But if we wanted to go do something or visit somewhere, we did what we had to do. I would bartend or do handyman stuff before I, you know, started on the show with you two. I would do whatever it takes to get the money to do something like this. But this is just a unique situation because there's not an unlimited supply of said thing. Hey, she wanted this loft that when we first got together, since she was a little girl, she would drive past from the big city of Rochester and look up into tall, tall buildings and say, one day I'm going to live there. I delivered. We figured it out. I tripled my rent, but I figured out how to pay for it and get it done. You know, she wants to do this for her birthday, or she never did this or whatever. And I always deliver. I always figure out how to deliver it. And this one was a big gut punch because it was out of my control, and that drives me nuts.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, there were 18 other people that wanted to deliver it too. And it's different than, you know,
supposed to be better than them, Terry.
Oh, for and of course you are, Chris.
Yeah.
It's just that lady that sold the house.
But guys know what I'm talking
about. Bad lady.
Guys know what I'm talking about. There's something, and this is not knocking women in any way. There's plenty of women out there who are the breadwinner and all this. I'm not knocking, but in my household, what I grew up in, my stepdad went to work every day. My mom didn't work since having a lot of kids, 5, 6 kids. And, you know, not being able to do that. There's some guys out there, at least, that know what I'm talking about with coming up short, at least, for your lady. For a girl you care about.
Well, you're going to come up large very soon, and it'll be the right house. And meanwhile, in the all summer long, every single window in that house there on the end of the one they're gonna be breaking windows. Terrible golfers at that golf club. It's gonna be awful.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there you go.
Golf balls in the pool.
Yeah.
Really? Busting up the liner
again with the golfing people.
You know what? I don't even want that house.
It stinks.
Place is a dump.
Plus, you smell dead fish from the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
terrible. Just terrible. Really.
I'll pass that along.
Nothing to do with it.
Pass it along to my heartbroken girlfriend. I'm Dave.